the Employment and Learning Minister and the Education Minister have outlined changes to the scheme which supports students in higher education. Now, currently the scheme consists of weekly payments of 30, 20 or 10 quid depending on a household income and bonus payments totalling £300 a year. Minister Stephen Farry and John O'Dowd are recommending that the 10 and 20 pound bands should be withdrawn and be replaced by a single band of £30 per week. And a bonus then of 200 quid will also be given to students who study hard, have good attendance and show good behaviour. The Minister, John O'Dowd, with us now. Good morning to you, Minister.
Good morning.
So a bonus for students going to what they should be going to anyway?
Well, this is payment to students who are continuing in education after the age of 16, after the compulsory age of education. The executive have set us a target of building our economy, of ensuring that we have a well-educated workforce. And I think what we have done here is, and it has to be remembered, in England, EMA has been scrapped. We have brought forward a more generous package that is available in Scotland or Wales. And what the executive are saying here quite publicly is that we are serious about education, that we want our young people to stay in education, and we want to give them some financial backup as they remain in education.
Yeah, but you could argue here, John, couldn't you, that the message you're sending students at that early age is fundamentally a wrong one, which is that you will be rewarded for doing what you should have been doing in the first place. You know, giving students a 200 quid bonus for something that they should be doing anyway, you know, studying hard. If you go to work in later life, you work hard, and what do you get in return? A paycheck. You don't get a bonus. Good attendance, so they show up to university and we're giving them extra money. They behave well and we're giving them extra money.
No, these payments are for students.
Sorry, not university. Sorry, yes, students. Okay. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
For students who are in A-level.
My fault, A-level, of course, yeah. Okay. Students at A-level is what
I
mean.
What we're saying to students is this, that we want you to stay in education, that when we're giving you a minimal amount of money to assist you to stay in education, and we recognise that there's costs attached to it. And look when the bonuses are paid. The bonuses will be paid at the end of the summer, when there is increased costs to families and students returning to school. So it's to assist the students in those costs returning to school. They'll be paid after the Christmas break, and all families are facing financial difficulties after Christmas. And we're saying to students, we will assist you to stay in education by giving you £100, which is not a massive amount of money, to assist you in staying on at school. And we're paying you £30 a week to assist them. I think it's sending out a message to students that education pays, and that remaining in education is the way forward, and that we as a society will require a well-educated workforce to bring us out of this recession.
Yeah, but I some people might see your point, John, if there were not clauses loaded into this. Why is good behaviour into it, for example?
Well, it's an incentive. Thankfully, a lot of our studies into our schools show that our students are actually very well behaved. But it is an incentive to students for good behaviour, to ensure that they're attending their courses, etc. It is an incentive. It's recognised as an incentive. We're not saying that by any means that the vast majority of our schools or students are disruptive in any way. They're not. But to me, what sold me the bonuses was that at the times of year they're paid, and the importance, particularly in this current financial downturn, the importance of injecting a small amount of money into a family income to ensure that students stay on at school and that they don't be distracted from continuing at school, either by financial difficulties in the home or by the attractions of part-time, low-paid work elsewhere.
And how much will this cost in total?
It will cost somewhere in the region of £25 million over the year. I think it's money well invested. It's money that's going directly into the economy. It's money that's being spent in services and shops and communities throughout the north. So I think it's an investment not only in the individual but within our economy.
You see, that 25 million, do you not think that the majority of those students, if you're talking here about, you know, what is it, 30 quid a week, do you not think the majority of those students would be studying anyway?
One of the reports showed that around 60% of the students responding said they would have stayed on in school. Now, I think as the economic pressures continue to bear down on families, there is added pressures on those children staying on at school. And when families having to meet the cost of whether it's textbooks, added costs associated with education, uniforms, clothes, and even the small things in life that young adults want to have when you're reaching the age of 16, 18, 18, 19, young adults want to have a certain amount of independence. There's an attraction then of leaving employment, whether it's to take up low pay, and it probably will be low paid, part time employment. What we're saying to the students is, look, we're prepared to subsidise you slightly, and we want you to stay in education and think long term. Think about your long term opportunities of staying on at school, getting a good education, which will benefit you as an individual and will benefit the society in the long run. So I think a £25 million investment annually is actually a good investment by the executive and will pay dividends in the long run.
You see, the Department of Education and Learning research that I've seen, John, says that only one third of students currently getting EMA would not have stayed in education had they not received it.
Well, the figure I used there was somewhere around 60% have said that they would have stayed on.
Yeah.
So the figures aren't that different in terms of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying, Stephen, is what's so...
So we're spending £25 million to keep a third of students.
Well, there is different opinions on the research that was carried out on a number of phases of this programme. I have spent a long time studying this. I have spoken to many people. I have spoken to the students' representatives in regards to this matter, and I firmly believe that this investment by the executive is a good investment for the individual, for education, and for our society. And the £25 million is remaining in our local economy. It is being spent in our local economy and is therefore benefiting a far wider range of society than the individual themselves. So it's a £25 million that is well spent as far as I'm concerned.
Here's the final question to you, Minister, this morning, and it is this, that I just wonder if some students will be thinking to themselves, do you know what, staying on at school to do what? To get A-levels, to maybe try to go to university, to get a degree and come out the other end and there's no job?
Maybe
they'll be thinking to themselves, they'll take a lower paid job, they'll get themselves a foot in the door, they'll get themselves an apprenticeship, they'll get themselves work experience, maybe they'll work for minimum wage. But the days of get A-levels, get a degree, and you will have a good chance of getting a good job are maybe over for a long time to come, as negative as that sounds.
I think it's a fair enough point, but in terms of the payments we're making, these are the students studying a wide range of courses, academic and otherwise, and a mixture of academic and otherwise. So what we're doing is we're allowing students to study a wide range of courses, and what we're saying to the students aside to that is take good careers advice, talk to your career, talk to parents, talk to the people around you, and decide on a career pathway which suits you. That may not be university. It may be going out into taking an apprenticeship. It may be going out and taking other forms of further training. But what we're saying is have that good, broad range, broad-based education behind you, and that will allow you to make a decision with greater options available to you.
Like, what would you do if you were back at that age? Would you get yourself into the workplace, or would you go to university if you could?
Stephen, I went from school into catering college and into the workplace. That was the decision I made then.
What would you advise your kids to do now if they were at that age?
Well, my children are very, very young.
Yeah.
But I will advise, my advice to my children will be this. Talk to your careers advisor. Ensure that you have a sound, broad-based education behind you and make the decision based on
but,
that.
But
that may be university.
Sure.
It may be an apprenticeship.
Yeah.
It may be other pathways they take. But I want for my children, and what I want for everybody's children,
but
the ability to make the decision with as much... Equipped.
Can I just push you just one last time, though? Because I do think this is a real discussion that will actually be happening within homes for people in this age group.
Yeah.
Do you not think times have changed and that it is less worthy, less valid to go to university than it maybe was a few years ago? Because quite simply, the well-paid jobs for graduates are not there.
Well, you see, Stephen...
Is it worth it anymore?
If we were having this conversation 5 years ago, the advice would have been, go to university.
Precisely.
Yes, right. But we don't know what the economy will look like in 5 years from now, Stephen. So what we have to have is a well-educated, flexible workforce who can respond to the needs of the economy.
What does a degree get you, Minister, in Northern Ireland anymore? What does it actually get you? It doesn't get you...
For me, education is about the individual first and foremost. Education is about fulfilling the potential of the individual. And a university pathway, if we want to discuss that, allows an individual to garner that education and self-fulfillment, which is important for the individual, and then allows them to go out and be important.
But there's a reality, Minister, for a lot of students, and it is that they're building up tuition fees, they're building up student debt, and part as well as self-fulfillment, I get that. But as well as that, there will be a practical decision, a practical reality for lots of working class people especially, which is they've got to weigh up the amount of debt that they are building up at an early stage in their lives to against their earning potential in the next 5 to 10 years. And I don't know anymore whether it's worth it. I'm not saying it isn't, not saying it is, but it's a real issue, this, for working class families.
Yes, and you will note that the executive has kept student fees in the region of $3,400. We have kept them at the rate of inflation.
Yeah, but for how long?
It's the intention of the executive to continue that programme of work, because at the outset of this, I said that the executive wants to see a well-educated, flexible workforce going into the future. But, Stephen, the EMA allows students to stay on at school, and under the entitlement framework, they will have a range of 27 subjects to choose from, up to 27 subjects at an individual school to choose from. That will cover academia, vocational and other subjects.
Okay.
The way we are allowing our children, our young people, to take a decision based on a broad-based educational background to go forward. That may be university, if that's the decision an individual wants to take. It may be apprenticeships, or it may be vocational training or otherwise. But what we have to ensure is that our young people are well-educated with a sound foundation in education so they can make those choices.
Okay, Minister, thank you very much indeed. Adrian Pels is from the National Union of Students. Morning to you, Adrian.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And David Vance, the commentator. Morning to you, David.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning. Do you think this is money well spent, David?
Well, only at Stormont, Stephen, with a government programme that admits that 60% of the $25 million spent is utterly pointless, be retained and then hailed as, quote, good investment by John O'Dowd and an example of the success of local politics. I mean, it seems to me we already provide, via the taxpayer, a free education for all students who wish to avail of it. So why on earth would we then pay some students to go to school on top of that? You know, when I was young, you asked O'Dowd, when I was young, I went to school because I wanted an education. And my parents also made sure I went to school. We didn't need a government programme
Adrian?
Taxpayer cash to make me
stay. I'm just going to come in and say that I completely disagree with that. I think that this $25 million is frankly a drop in the ocean in comparison to the rest of the education budget. In fact, in comparison to the rest of the executive's budget, £25 million is ensuring that there are enough young people who are coming from vulnerable families and vulnerable backgrounds to get into education to ensure that they have the skills and they develop themselves to be able to go out into the workforce and into life and provide for themselves and provide for their families. This education and maintenance allowance, £30 a week, is such an insignificant figure. I frankly would be arguing for it to be even higher in the future.
When you take into consideration
the fact that youth unemployment is at the highest that it has ever been in Northern Ireland, and that we have young people on low pay, low skilled jobs, this is exactly what they need. It's not about
encouragement.